Hey, Cher, I think you're pretty funny.
I think you're pretty funny too, Tara.
Well, that's good because, you know, 30 Years of Nonsense is a great show, and we do it every Thursday from 4 to 5.
We absolutely do, and people can listen in at CFRC 101.9 or CFRC.ca.
Yeah, and we play basically all of our music from the 70s, the 80s, 90s, and current in all different genres.
And we share all of our nonsense and memories. I really hope people listen in.
Me too. See you there. I don't know about you, Cher, but that was weird that we introed ourselves.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah. All right. So it's Thursday. It's 4 o'clock and it's 30 Years of Nonsense. I'm Terry.
And Sherry.
And we're here live in the studio.
Right. So today we have so many things we could talk about. We talked all about baseball last week, but we can continue talking about baseball or we can listen to music. Or we can talk about Halloween. I think we'll probably do a bit of all of it. But the theme today is Halloween. But just for a moment, let's just talk about where we're at with the Blue Jays.
Okay. Well, where are we at?
We're going to win tomorrow night, and we're going to take home the World Series.
I think we are.
I was telling Terry on the way here that the most special things for me is just seeing the pure joy in many of the players' faces. And when they have some of the monumental plays, just they're just bursting with joy. And I'm a person who really likes happiness and good things. But I also heard a clip on the radio today of George Springer, you told me? George Springer's dad.
No.
Who hit the first home run last night?
John Schneider.
So whoever hit the first home run.
The player is not John Schneider. The player is Schneider. I can't remember his first name offhand,
whoever
but I will get that.
Whoever hit the first home run last night, which was like the first pitch or something, someone recorded his father's reaction in the stadium, and he was losing his mind, as I would be as well if I was his parent.
Davis Schneider is the player. John Schneider is the manager.
Okay.
/ coach, I guess.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, no worries.
At any rate, his dad was losing his bananas in the stands, and it was really funny because he was screaming and jumping up and down, "That's my son, that's my son, that's my son."
Oh, yeah.
And then he caught himself because he wanted to say, "That's my explicitive son," and he paused because you could tell he caught himself and assumed there was probably a camera on him.
Oh, absolutely.
So he goes, "That's my son."
So
he caught himself, but it was amazing because there's just so much joy. And I'm so excited for Toronto. We were talking about whether or not we wanted it to go on to Saturday night as well. And I said for the businesses, I'd like it to go on to Saturday night because they'll have two incredible nights. And for industry that got hit hardest the most with pandemic and things like that, I'd love to see them have some banner nights.
Well, I want it to go on to 7 just for the excitement of it. I mean, I don't want them to then go on to 7 and then lose in 7 because that would be terrible. But the whole excitement of it, I mean, if they could tie it up or wrap it up tomorrow night, though, that would be fantastic as well because we got plans on Saturday and they don't involve watching baseball at this time.
Oh, I guarantee you if Game 7 of the World Series is on, it's going to be on where our plans are.
Oh, yeah, there's 15 TVs I've already confirmed.
Okay.
There's 15 TVs at the venue where we're going, so every one of them will have the game on, but it'll kind of just take away from it,
right?
It will
take away from the party, for sure.
So, let's talk about last Sunday night. Let's just backtrack, and you're looking like you're forgetting.
I am. What did we do last Sunday night? I know. Okay, go ahead.
Darius Rucker concert.
We did see Darius Rucker.
So we went and saw Darius Rucker. He had two fantastic openers. He had this guy named Cassius Culpepper, and he played some, I would say it was more of a bluesy country. And then the second guy that came out, this guy, Tyler Braden, he was incredible. He played like a real Southern rock, heavy country.
Rasp.
He did have such a great rasp. He had so many great songs. Like, we're going to play one from each of the two, the artists, and then we'll play a little bit of Darius Rucker.
Are we playing the song?
No, we're not.
Shared yet.
No.
It looks like, I'm not going to say the song, but it looks like a song that Darius Rucker sings is going to be your father-daughter dance with our daughter.
It is.
At the wedding. So we're not going to play it on the air because that means we're both going to cry.
Yeah. But no, I don't want to play because I think everybody, if you just knew Darius Rucker
and
looked it up,
you don't need to.
But let's start with a little Cassius Culpepper. He was really, really interesting guy. I really enjoyed.
I'm not always a fan of opening acts, and I generally will say, I don't care if we get there until the main act is on. We were actually there before the opening act, which is totally weird for us.
Crazy weird
for us. So we saw the full both opener acts, but they were both worth seeing. We quite enjoyed them, both of us.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So we're
fantastic.
Excited to share them with everyone.
So a little bit of Culpepper. He's got this song called Pour Me Out. I thought it was fantastic. He did a ton. So he did about 40 minutes of songs, both of them. And but yeah, let's start with this one. Cassius Culpepper, Pour Me Out.
Sunday morning, hungover again from another night of acting like we're just friends. I'm gonna keep it 150. You got me running on empty, drowning in you. My heart, a honey proof. Well, tell me the cold-hearted truth. Oh, baby, I know I'm not the only drinking time.
That was a wonderful way to start off our show.
Yeah, he's got an incredibly buttery voice, and I love
that. Look at you, buttery voice.
Buttery. I'm trying to use new words today.
Yeah, you are. I really liked him. So I did a little bit of research on him. Our system allows us to kind of check into, you know, who these people are. So he was born in Alexander City in Alabama. He considers himself a singer-songwriter. He's a Navy veteran. Again, another Navy veteran. Kind of like the whole Luke Combs thing. Like we're finding more and more artists leaving the military, and when they're done or while they're in the military, they write some great stuff. And, it blows up. So he actually said he began singing as a child in church again. That
a lot
whole
of them
thing.
Also start in church.
Yeah. So, but he's new to country music and doing this whole thing. His first release was in 2024.
Wow, so he's really
new. He's really new.
And he got picked up by Darius. Good for him.
And he settled in Nashville. So he's, but like I said, he's got that bluesy kind of stuff. And he actually, this song, Pour Me Out, was released in 2025. So this is, again, brand new. Mm-hmm. And I really loved this whole thing with him. He was great. So next player that we're going to add to the list here is our second guy. Now, this was Tyler Braden. I really liked, I said to you, like, if this guy came on tour on his own, I would literally go see this guy on his own. He was so good. Not that Cassius Culpepper, he was
definitely a warm-up.
Yeah.
Like an appetizer, but a good one.
Yeah. It wasn't even that. It's just, it was soft, whereas this guy literally banged it out. And again, he had so many songs. I'm not sure. I wasn't sure which one to put out here, but I really like Might Be Dangerous. This, I thought, was a great track. And
let's share it with the listeners.
Yeah, this is great. We'll come back and we'll talk about Tyler Braden as well. Another great song.
That was fantastic. Who was the girl?
So Caitlin Butts was the girl. So I don't know much about her. I can find out and, you know, maybe we'll play something from her another time. But what I will say about him is he was actually a first responder. So he's And he talks about it in his show. So he asks everybody, he says, listen, I'm going to give you a prize if you can tell me the first band I ever saw in Montgomery, Alabama. And he's like, everybody just scream it out. I don't know if you remember. And everybody was yelling out names. And then he started playing Iris by Goo Goo Dolls.
I do remember this.
Right?
Thank you. So, I forgot all of a Sunday night, let alone all this.
I know, it's crazy. I'm remembering. So he was literally, and again, I remember nonsense, so perfect for our show. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he was playing Iris, and he said this is really what was the forefront for him becoming a musician. He was a first responder, and then he started playing in the local bars after seeing the Goo Goo Dolls play. He was like, I can do this.
Oh, I see lots of people play, and then I think I can do it, and I can't.
Yeah, no, I thought this guy was ridiculously amazing.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
And, you know, when you read his bio, it talks about, you know, his parents introduced him to country music, but his friends introduced him to rock, and he blended the two together. And he really does. Again, this is a bit of a slower song for him, but I really liked this guy. Now, there's no introduction needed for Mr. Darius Rucker.
I'm a super fan. Yeah. So the week before we went, I actually decided I would go and re-listen to some Darius tracks to remind myself.
Yeah.
And it didn't take long before I thought, wow, I like a lot of Darius Rucker songs.
Yeah.
Without even, this is Darius. Oh, this was Darius too. And I would say a good 70% probably I was very familiar with and knew word for word. Mm-hmm. He is fantastic. Again, he has just a rough, raw voice. I'm not going to say buttery again, but
no, it's not. It's I don't not think buttery. He's buttery. I think no, he's got that rasp and that real juice
but
to him.
You know
he's
what
great.
I loved? He just looked like he was having fun.
He did. It was the last night of his tour as well. So he basically comes out on stage and he says, listen, I've been doing this since April. We saw him in June at the Ryman Theater. Mm-hmm. Although we didn't get to see him, I did get to meet him and say
you
hello and
a
take a photo of him. So it did happen. And it was great. He looked great then, and he looked as excited. I was trying to find the photo because I thought he was wearing the same shirt.
Oh, that'd be funny.
That he was wearing when I met him. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. So, but it was still pretty cool. I mean, this next song that he sings, or we're going to play for him, is To Be a Man.
Okay.
And it's co-sung by a guy named Dax. And he's actually a Canadian musician. He's a Canadian rapper out of Newfoundland and Labrador. And that's where he got his start. And he's a pretty young guy. He's only born in 94. So maybe 31 years old or so. But yeah, he mixes it up with this guy, and this is fantastic as well. So we will get into some Halloween music after this, I promise, guys. But we just wanted to kind of, you know, we love to talk about all the different shows we've seen. And this one in particular for Sherry and I was a great show.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was a really, really great day all around. So anyway, here we go. A little Darius Rucker and Dax, To Be a Man.
I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Being a man is what you make it. You can't always live up to expectations. You try to please everybody while you struggle, so you fake it and end up out of balance, compromising situations. As a good man, do what he should, man. Give everything he has and do everything he could, man. You might find yourself feeling all alone inside a house you built that you don't recognize as home. And that's what my daddy told me, and I'll tell my son the same. Now that I'm older, I relate, and I actually feel his pain. He never cried, he might have lied, but he did not complain. And he said, son, one day you'll have to do the same. I get emotional when I stop and think, and I look around beyond the county lines of my small town. I think about all the men out there who feel like I do now, who are screaming on the inside but won't ever make a sound. I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely inside that home. Don't give up, keep fighting.
a man, our sun is our horizon. And our father's actions play a role, and we end up like them. So they can't let us see them hurt, cause we'll embody what they do and start a generational curse. No wonder most men are so depressed, all the things that they can't express. They go to war, get thrown on the shelf, then go back to war with their mental health. Then grab that bottle and ask for help, try to pull themselves out of hell. Then fall back down and then realize that they're gonna have to do it themselves. It's the circle of life as a man you provide. They don't know what you're worth till the day that you die, and that's when they start crying. Then move on to a man to confide in. That's why we feel we can't hide ourselves.
DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
What's cool about that is right after Restless Radio, you know what's on?
I don't know. Please tell us.
Into the Darkness. Oh, I know the guy us. That does it.
Yeah,
it's me. Say. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. Actually, I've been waiting.
Before you.
It is the guy before me. I've been waiting to find out who it is. So I'm pretty excited. He's coming to hang out with me tomorrow night, I think, on my show.
Oh,
so
fun.
Yeah. I'm not sure if his show starts tomorrow night as a pre-record or what's going on.
Okay.
Or he'll be here live. I'm not sure, but he's coming to hang out with me from what I understand.
Are you saying yet who you're going to have the following Friday?
Now, not
all
at
right.
all.
It's a big so
we'll
surprise.
Keep that. Yeah, we'll keep that a surprise.
Special guest.
Absolutely a very special guest. So we've also got the CFRC 2025 funding drive coming up. It starts
November 1st. Right, and
so
we love this radio station.
Yeah, I do.
We're going to donate.
We are, but I'm also going to do a challenge. So I'm going to challenge my listeners from midnight against her listeners on the 30 Years of Nonsense. We'll see who can put
donate
in more.
Donate more?
Donate more.
Okay, so is there a place where they get to identify themselves?
And I don't know.
I'm going to have both, because people who know us might listen to both.
Yeah, but I want them to donate on my show.
Probably are like me and not awake at midnight.
So I want them to donate on my show and compare it to our show.
Okay, well, you're going to have to
we'll
ask
have to
Jesse
figure it out. Yeah,
if
we'll
there's
figure
a
it
place
out.
To say who I listen to the most.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then whoever donates the most, I'm going to take him to a concert next year.
Okay.
All right, we'll take him to a concert.
We have not discussed this.
Oh, I know.
Okay, apparently we're discussing it now, live on the air.
Absolutely. We'll figure out what concert, but we'll take them to a concert. How's that sound?
Sure, sounds fun.
Awesome. Okay, we love concerts.
Are we going to talk about Halloween?
We are.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Sure.
What was Halloween like in Ireland as a child?
So kind of the same, but different. So a lot of pageantry. And so Ireland is the home of Halloween. So
I learned that in the last couple of years.
Yeah, Samhain. So it started in... The original roots of Halloween come from Ireland and the Celtic roots. So I think I talked about this in the past.
We did talk about probably last Halloween.
Yeah, but yeah, no. So it started there. I mean, Ireland has the biggest Halloween festival in the world.
I know we plan to be there next year.
I know we're going to be there with some friends for the last week of Halloween leading into actual Halloween
like
night.
On the 31st, we'll be there.
In Derry? In Derry, where the Halloween festival is. And my uncle, like, I don't know if I've spoke about this. My uncle actually has a apartment that overlooks the town square where all of it happens, and all like everybody comes through that square. It's the main turn in town. So we're going to be there.
So isn't it basically their Mardi Gras?
It is their Mardi Gras. It's It's really exciting.
You YouTube the videos from it, it's incredible, and yeah. I can't wait to be there.
You can YouTube Derry Halloween, so D-E-R-R-Y, mm-hmm. Halloween Festival, and just see it. It's incredible, because on for basically 2 weeks, almost a month in general, just the whole month of October is all about Halloween. So very, very excited to be a part and to be in it.
So did you trick-or-treat? Because you always talk about it being a little more dangerous over there.
Yeah, no, there's
soldiers and things like that. And
there's no trick-or-treating. Yeah, no.
Knock on random doors and admit your religion or no?
No. So you live segregated. So it's not like that was a thing. Okay. So you live in an area just of your own people. So, and when I say that, I mean, it's the Catholics on one side of the town, and then there's a river with a bridge called the Peace Bridge. And then on the other side, there's just people that...
So you just didn't go to the other side of the bridge. But you didn't trick or treat or knock or anything?
No.
Well, what did you do as a kid?
So you do bobbing for apples. Your parents
gave
you... Yeah, absolutely. But you did it during the day, and you went to little competitions. So it was best dress costume and stuff like that. And you won prizes. But then you did bobbing for apples and all that stuff and candy apples. But that was more done within your community and in your kind of where you lived. We didn't trick or treat at all. No.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the best part.
I know, but that's a North American thing, really. It might be a British thing now, but when I was growing up, absolutely not.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let's play a Halloween song, and then we'll come back, and I'll tell you what it was like growing up in North America doing Halloween.
All right, so we're going to kick it off with a little Ramones, Pet Sematary.
Cemetery. I don't want to live my life again.
what you think of that?
It was kind of catchy, although it's weird words, but I didn't mind the song.
Yeah. So do you know where this song actually, do you know that the song actually came out well before the movie Pet Sematary?
No.
So the Pet Sematary is a movie by Stephen King. Right? It's a 19, yeah. I can't remember
very
the exact.
Scary.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was that scary, but it's a pretty interesting movie. He was a big fan of the Ramones.
Okay.
So he actually does a cameo as a minister in the movie itself.
Oh,
so
neat.
He's actually in the movie. And he loved the Ramones so much, he had them do the song at the closing of the film. So in the ending credits, they're playing this song. So it's a pretty cool song. I really like it. Let's talk about the next song.
Well, I thought we were going to talk about Trick or Treating.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. My apologies.
You forgot to ask.
I did. So tell me about your life growing up as a trick or treater in North America. And I mean, just so you know, I got to do it here when I got to Canada. And I did look it up because I was like, hey, did I miss something? Was I not part of this? But there is nothing that I can see that relates to doing trick-or-treating. Now they're saying it's more popular now than it was when I was growing up. And again, it has a lot to do. I grew up in the Troubles. Mm-hmm. I mean, you weren't knocking on people's door at night.
Right.
Right? That seems problematic in
my
opinion.
I'm going to ask your mom about it next time I see her, though.
Please do. Because that's, that'd be interesting.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Toronto.
Yeah.
And it would have been like the 70s when I was trick-or-treating age. And it was fantastic. Like one of my favorite nights of the year. Because literally we took a pillowcase and we would go to all the streets in the neighborhood and fill up the pillowcase. And pillowcases are big. Think about the size of a pillowcase.
Oh, I did that when I got here.
Oh,
I was
sure
all about.
Did.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have diabetes for nothing, kids.
It's true. And then if we were lucky and there was still time, we could actually come home, dump out the pillowcase and go back out again, which was awesome. It was, I mean, probably not as magical as I remember it to be because you're a kid and everything seems magical and spooky.
But I think that's what it's meant to be.
Of course
I mean,
it is. It's
the same
for fun.
It's the same with all holidays. I mean,
well,
there's
do you
so
remember
much.
When we went back to Center Island and we're like, wow, this is garbage.
Yeah, what
it
a
seemed
dump.
Like it was great when we were kids, but it's garbage.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Anyways, I digress. And the only things that I remember being a big bummer was just it was always so cold because it's Canada and it's the end of October. So most of the time, you'd have to wear a stupid ski coat over your costume or, you know, snow pants or something like that.
Didn't do that.
It was always cold and wet.
Yeah, but
Well, you're a boy and I also even then didn't like to be cold.
Yeah.
Also, the other thing I was going to talk about is think about the lack of safety on those plastic masks we used to put over our face that barely had an eye hole. Barely had nose holes for you to breathe, so you couldn't see, and I guarantee that was toxic plastic.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there's no way, like in today's standards, that would pass for even a child to touch it the way we're...
So just so you know, the only time, so other than when I was a teenager, so probably from about 12, 13 till I was about 21, 22, I wore contacts. But other than that, I've always worn glasses. So when I was a kid, I always had to find something that would allow me to wear glasses under my costume.
Oh, okay.
So it was, my mask would either be cut out so I could see better or do that. But when I was a teenager and I wore contacts, I was able to then wear those stupid
terrible masks.
Right?
Yeah, right. After we finished trick-or-treating, it was always sad when the pumpkin blew out, we turned the lights out, and the kids stopped coming to the house. Because even I love to shell out, let alone do the trick-or-treating myself. And then we would come home, and our parents would check the candy to make sure nobody stuck a razor blade in anything.
I don't know
if it ever happened. It was just a rumor or something that somebody stuck a razor blade in an apple or the candy had been tampered with, so you didn't want to open anything that
the
was...
The only person that tampered with the candy was me.
Probably
while
your dad
I was
took
it.
A few sweeties.
Yeah.
Right?
I tampered with it while I was walking around. I was eating it and then going back to the house again.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. So then we would, you know, split the candies up between me and my sister and we'd put them in piles of which ones we liked, which ones we didn't like. And then, of course, at some point, my parents would say, like, okay, you can only have three or five more or whatever because they didn't want us in a sugar coma before we went to bed.
So what's funny is I went looking for those molasses candy that has the Halloween picture on them. They've got the orange. Couldn't find them anywhere. Even when I was
terrible.
Today, they are not terrible.
That's a memory.
It is.
We should talk about it one day, but you have a lot of memories attached to food because anything that will like remind you of your childhood or remind you of your mom's cooking, you gravitate immediately towards. And that's great. Those are all great happy memories for you. But I know that you'll get like Macintosh taffy.
And you're like, oh, that's the best toffee. I want that. It's the only toffee. Like Turkish Delight. And the pink bar is the only one. And after eight dinner mints. I mean, there's all those things. But I got to do all those things when we came here. I don't recall ever doing them back there.
Okay, well, maybe you didn't. We will verify with your mom next time we see her. Why don't we go ahead and play another song?
So we're going to play a Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me, and which is really cool. So I'll tell you a little bit about the song after, but enjoy this one. This is one of my favorite, all-time favorite. And when I was telling somebody we were doing Halloween theme music on the show today, they immediately wrote, Somebody's Watching Me, Rockwell. And I was like, yeah, it's already picked. Enjoy this one, guys. It's great. Tell you a little bit about Rockwell. So Rockwell, unbeknownst to most people, actually is a childhood friend of Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson and his brother both sing on this song. So Michael Jackson's brother, Jermaine.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. So they were childhood friends, actually. So Kennedy William Gordy, also known professionally as Rockwell, was a childhood friend of Michael Jackson. And the reason he was a childhood friend is, if you remember, the founder of Motown, Berry Gordy, that's his son.
Oh, interesting.
So he grew up with Michael while Michael was doing his whole thing there. So they were childhood friends, and he asked Michael to sing on the song, and Michael said he would as long as they didn't accredit him with the music, because he wanted to give Rockwell his time in the limelight.
Nice.
So he actually said, I'll do it, and Jermaine will sing as well, but we don't want to be accredited. Not that it wasn't a good song.
I think you can hear it.
You do hear it. He's right in the actual chorus.
Yeah.
So what's really cool, I love that. I mean, this song in 1983, when it came out, it actually got number two. It was the number two certified song, gold certified by RIAA, so the record industry, in the U.S., and then it peaked to number six in the U.K. So it had a really good run. I mean, and we play it every year around Halloween. I play it even not at Halloween. So I really enjoy this song. So, yeah, let's switch gears, because we do need to talk about what's going on this weekend.
Lots.
It is crazy what is going on. All right. Well, let me tell you, tonight we're at Wild Wings, because tomorrow night, one, is Halloween, and two, it's game six.
Right. No one's going to come.
No one's coming
to
play trivia. I wouldn't even come. So, not that I don't love going to Wild Wings, but I mean, if I'm going to Wild Wings tomorrow night, it's to hang out, eat wings before my midnight show.
No, I want to hang out on my couch with my blanket, my fireplace, and my puppy, my mom, and you, and watch them win the World Series.
Absolutely.
So we have that memory together.
Yeah, absolutely. But so tonight we're doing our Friday night. We're doing Throwback Thursday at Wild Wings, which is great. Round one, and in no particular order, but it is in particular order. I always say no particular order, but tonight is. So round one, everybody loved Finish the Lyrics.
Okay.
So we're bringing that back again. And I think that may be a staple in our trivia.
Okay.
So Finish the Lyrics is round one. Round two is called In Memory Of. So it's artists that have died.
Ever or this year?
Just that have died.
Ever. That's a lot.
Anyway, it's 20 songs of artists that have died.
Well, it's Halloween, so it's dead artists.
Yeah, it is dead artists. So it's perfect. And then round 2.5, which is that little quick round where it's 10 seconds or less, it's number one hits from 1990 until 2009. So one song for each year.
Why? Why those particular years?
I guess that's what we did. We just randomly picked 1990 to 2009. We always do like decades and stuff, so we're mixing two decades together here.
Okay.
90s, 2009, into. Okay. And then round three is a fun round. So it's fake bands with real songs.
I think we talked about one last week that was, I don't know, made up for a movie, and then they actually became a hit. Who was that?
Was the guys from Animal House, right? So fake band, real song. And then the last round.
Sounds like when I'm going to take a break, because I don't know any of those. I'll know the 90s stuff.
Last round. Well, you probably know the songs, right? It'll be the bands that'll be the tricky part to it. So Spinal Tap's a perfect example. They're a fake band.
Okay.
And you know, their movie.
There's a new
Spinal Tap Part 2
coming?
And it's the same guys now in their 70s.
Oh boy.
So it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, so the next round is round 4, and it's the last round of the night, and it's called Spooky Halloween.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so Spooky Halloween. So
spooky. You're saying that funny.
I am spooky. So Finish the Lyrics in Memory Of, number one hits from 90s to 2009, fake bands, real songs, and then Spooky Halloween.
Okay, and everyone is invited to come in costume.
Yes, they are, and I have a first prize gift for our winner, and then I'll have a second and a third place as well.
I think we said on social that it was best costume, worst costume, and most creative costume, as decided by Terry Doherty.
Oh, okay, so I have three prizes then.
Yeah, we're good. I hope you do have three prizes.
I do, and I have them in my back pocket.
So. Okay. So then
nobody can hawk them.
then tomorrow night, we are watching the Jays win the World Series.
Yeah, and then I'm coming back to the studio.
You're going into the darkness.
I am going into the darkness, and it is my Halloween themed show. So I'm super pumped. I've got some really great stuff from The Cult, Susie and the Banshees. I've got like a really good eclectic music from the 80s, 90s, 2000s of some really great Halloween songs and 70s. I should not disclude the 70s because I got some 70s in there as well. So okay. I'm pretty pumped about that. My Halloween show is going to kick butt.
Okay. Well, let me do you for the remainder of the weekend because it's a quick wrap up after
right.
that. You are doing household errands and chores and DJ running around type things on Saturday during the day.
Yeah.
And Saturday night, we're going to a friend's Halloween party.
Which we're DJing.
Which you're DJing. I forgot.
Yep.
That's part of what you're doing on Saturday during the day.
Yeah. Setting up for the function.
And then Saturday during the day, I also have a very exciting and busy day because we are doing another DIY Like a Girl workshop.
In the county.
In Picton.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, great response to it as
oh
well.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So it is going to be held Saturday morning at the Picton Public Library. And again, it would be myself and Tammy Watson and Nancy Pike, who are my colleagues in being a female home inspector and a female handywoman. These get very good response, and we always get somewhere between 20 and 30 people there. So if you're going to be in Picton on the weekend, it would be a great free event to attend. And we're very much looking forward to it. We have some really good registration already, and there's so much information every time I go and listen to these ladies. They teach me something new to neg you about around the house.
Jeez.
Which is fun.
So. Yeah. I heard you guys prepping for it. It sounded like you guys had it all under control and ready to go. And
yeah.
Really exciting that there's that many people coming out to this thing. So that's great. Good for you guys.
Thanks. And if you're in Picton, then why not afterwards come to my open house?
Spooky open house.
My spooky open house. There will be treats, I promise. And I've been saying all week, and it's funny but not funny, this house has been on the market so long it's scary. And not that it's a bad house, it's a fantastic house. It just needs
a really unique buyer.
And so I'm going to do an open house at 21 Center Street from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock while I'm out there too. So if you're going to go to DIY Like a Girl or you're going to go for a drive out to the county this weekend, please stop by and see me at my open house. And if you know anyone looking for a lovely, charming
spooky
duplex,
house.
It's not spooky.
It's spooky right now because it's
Halloween.
I'm
going to put cobwebs on the for sale sign. It's been taking so long. And then Sunday, we're going to go to church. You're going to go to Hurling. I'm going to clean the house. And then we're going to go pick up our son at the airport because he is away again on one of his nonsense adventures.
Yeah, he's at Halloween at ASU. So they have a whole week party and kind of stuff going on down at Arizona State University, and he's down there at Halloween enjoying the festivities with his friends.
All right, well, we just get to pick him up at the airport and then hear about it later.
Absolutely. So this next one we're going to do is an Annie Lennox special. I love this song. This is I Put a Spell on You, and the reason I'm jumping around here is we had so many other songs. We had The Doors, People Are Strange, and stuff like that to play, but we're just running out of time again, and we always do, and I think it's because we included all those other bands at the front end, so we're going to missing out on some Halloween stuff.
We also talk a lot.
You talk a lot. I don't talk that much.
That's not true.
I know. But anyway, so the great thing is you're going to get 2 hours of Halloween songs and spooky songs.
You get two hours of Terry all to yourself tomorrow night if you want to stay up till midnight.
Yeah, 2 a.m.
Forget midnight. You don't talk as much, though.
I don't because I
love... You just introduce the song, you say a little something, and then you play music.
Absolutely.
But also, like, you don't have me or anybody to banter with, and so talking into the darkness, look at that.
I am talking into the darkness.
It's a little bit more difficult, so I do notice you talk less.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to mention, I went to Toastmasters this morning with you, and it was amazing.
I told you. I've been telling everybody for ages.
I know. It was really good. I didn't want to like it as much, and I was like, but I really did like
now
it, and I will be going back. Yeah, it was really cool. All right, let's play a little Annie Lennox here and stop talking.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine, you better stop the things you do. I tell you, I ain't lying. I ain't lying. know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it because you put me down. Oh, no. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Hello and welcome to The Corridor.
You did that again.
It didn't. I didn't do it. It did it.
No. If you add it in, it automatically plays. So you got to not do that.
I don't think that's right. But
it
we'll
is true.
Argue about this
no,
offline.
We won't.
I'll try that again in 8 minutes.
Yeah. So you got to reset that.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk about I Put a Spell on You. So I Put a Spell on You is actually a really old song, even though Annie Lennox only recorded this version in 2014. How old do you think this song is? And don't tell me because you know.
I don't.
Oh, you don't remember?
Well, you told me like 30 seconds ago, but so, now I got frazzled because my show, because the corridor came on.
Yeah. All right. 1956, originally okay. wrote. Mm-hmm. All right. He was written, co-wrote by a guy named Screamin' Jay Hawkins and a guy named Herb Slotkin. Now, Screamin' Jay Hawkins is the person who actually performed it in 1956, but it was co-wrote by the other guy as well. But I mean, I've listened to so many different versions of I Put a Spell on You.
Yeah.
And Annie Lennox, like I said, as soon as you said, I'm going to play I Got a Spell on You, you said Screamin' Jay Hawkins. I was like, no, let's play the Annie Lennox version. In my opinion, it is the best version of all of them.
Does Eric Gaga do a version?
Because I feel like Lady Gaga would be very good at that.
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she does.
Very, very good at that.
Yeah. Now, we're going to kick right over because we have very little time left, as usual. We're going to do a little talking heads here, and then we may have to sign off shortly thereafter. So, little talking heads, here we go. I love that song. It's such a good song. So we're going to go right over to our last song of the day, unfortunately, and it is Route 66. It's the song we play out, but it's a Cramps version of it. And the Cramps is, and the reason I picked the Cramps version of this today is they're kind of this rockabilly punk band.
Okay.
So I wanted to hear their version of it. I thought it'd be kind of cool for Halloween. I mean, they got their kind of their deal back in New York City at CBGB's. And in the 70s, so they were like a punk band back then. So I thought we'd play this version. We're going to go out in a few minutes here. So
why don't we just say, everyone have a happy and safe Halloween.
Yeah.
Go Jays, go.
And we'll see you around town.
Into the darkness.
No, that's mine. You can't use that.
I can.
You can't. We will see you tonight at Wild Wings, hopefully, everybody. And
in Picton on Saturday.
You got it. So here we go. Little Cramps.